Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Alfreda's.
Yeah, Russ, Chris Brown will not have to make next week's court appearance in D.C. because he's in rehab, but he will be forced to leave rehab for a January 8th court date in connection with an assault case in the nation's capital. Kanye told us about how Nike wasn't really giving him his royalties for his Yeezy tennis shoes, and how he was actually trying to get Nike and Adidas to work together. Well, y'all know that ain't gonna happen. He also told us about how he's working on a new comfortable heel for women that's gonna be amazing. He told us about that off air, so I'm kind of actually excited to see what happens with that. He also, by the way, Russ, wants us to boycott Louis Vuitton. So if you're expecting to buy me a Louis Vuitton for Christmas, do not. Go ahead and give me something else like Chanel, because I'm boycotting Louis Vuitton, okay? Meanwhile, actors James Franco and Seth Rogen recreated Kanye's new video, Bound 2. They called it Bound 3. Franco plays Kanye while Rogen goes topless as Kim K. It is hilarious. I'm sure it's on the Rest of Our Morning Show.com site. If you haven't seen it, please watch. Dr. Dre filing a cease and desist letter against TheDirty.com for accusing him of cheating on his wife. The website even posted pictures of a house it claims was used as a meeting place for Dre and his supposed mistress, who is this model. Chief Keef got to shell out more money for child support. I told you, what, 2 weeks ago he had to give up like $20,000 because he was behind in child support. Well, now he's got to give up another $25,000 by the end of the year for another child that a judge says he is the father of, 10-month-old baby. Plus, he's got to pay $2,500 a month in child support for that child. I'm pretty sure he's shelling out like $8,000-$10,000 in child support.
No more money.
That's terrible. Know what's going to happen, though? What's sad? 2-3 years, I hope these girls, like that $25,000, I hope she only spend like two of it, you know, pay her back bills and put the rest in savings, because she's only going to get it for another couple years. I just don't see how you can keep up.
He may not even get it this year.
Come on, don't kill his career.
I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real. Y'all already know.
Chief
A gorgeous video vixen claims she's pregnant by Flo Rida. She's pretty, isn't she, Albert? Really, really pretty.
Yeah.
She, guess what she needs? Some prenatal money. She's also allegedly already sitting at the child support case. She wants the usual: medical insurance, daycare, private school expenses, summer camp, etc. But there's also something in Florida called good fortune child support. Now, this is a special kind of child support, and it's pretty much for rich people's kids. So you get more than kind of what you need. Like, you know, you need just like maybe you need nannies, maybe you need, you know, whatever rich people need for their kids. A Babyface is taking some heat for saying he was not in love with Tracy Edmonds. But he's like, listen, he's like, obviously we got a divorce. He was like, I wasn't saying that I didn't love her at first. He's like, it went from love to love friend. So get over yourselves and leave me alone about it. Y'all see the picture of Chili from TLC? She posed nude in body paint for PETA. The ad is calling for people to boycott the circus because of the beaten, lonely, and abused animals. And Patwa's former manager speaking out against Rihanna. Now, Patwa is this chick. You may not have heard of her. Kind of with a Rihanna style. She's from, I think, the same island. Kind of infused the Jamaican, like, Barbados and hip-hop. Anyway, her manager is expressing outrage about what happens when somebody with money, power, and fame rips you off. You know what she's talking about?
Her hairstyle?
Yes, and guess
what?
Exact same hairstyle. But here's why. Here's why she's saying it. Because she says she used to rock that hairstyle, but she was allegedly told by Def Jam execs that her look was too hood and that white America wouldn't embrace it, so she needed to soften it up. However, Rihanna didn't come out looking like that. You know what I mean? She didn't. Now she's kind of being more hood. So maybe, you know, she should have softened it up first, then she could have went hood. I'm Alfreda's. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the Rest of Our Morning Show.com. Get at me via Twitter @FredasFlix.